Hello, this is Missy Hollander from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you the events and happenings for the upcoming week as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. And we're going to start off with some Duke performances. Just a reminder, for ticket information, you can call the University Box Office Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., and that phone number is 919-684-4444. Coming up Tuesday, February 12th, Wednesday, February 13th, and Thursday, February 14th is Meow Meow, Beyond Glamour. This performance takes place on all three nights at 8:15 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. It's $22 for general admission seating and $10 if you're a Duke student. The Fine Old Art of Cabaret is a unique melange of acting, singing, storytelling, and comedy. Its lineage spans classic nightclub Le Chat Noir and the modern Le Clic, classic icon Marlon Dietrich and the modern Meow Meow. The latter mounts her diverting, lushly musical, slightly wicked show in the close confines of PSI Theater. A cabaret diva of the highest order, and that's a quote from the New York Post, who is nothing less than revelatory, and that's from the Australian, Meow Meow now leads the vanguard of cabaret provocateurs into the 21st century, creating a character that evokes a blousy, volatile Edith Piaf. In Beyond Glamour, with Emmy-winning pianist Lance Horn, Meow Meow sings French chansons, Kurt Weill songs, and Astor Piazzolla tangos in a hysterical pigeon of languages, maintaining the flawless illusion of going deliciously off the rails. In this incomparable performer, a time-honored genre finds its most dramatic contemporary expression. Again, Meow Meow will be playing Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, February 12th through the 14th at 8:15 p.m. at the PSI Theater at the Durham Arts Council. Tickets $22 and $10 if you're a Duke student. On Sunday, February 17th at 5 p.m., Angela Hewitt will be on piano at the Reynolds Industries Theater. $30 is for general admission seating and $10 for Duke students. Born in Canada, now based in London, Angela Hewitt is the preeminent back pianist of our time. That's a quote from The Guardian. As a best-selling recording artist for Hyperion, she set a new benchmark for the complete back keyboard works. Now Hewitt brings her expertise to Duke performances with two of Bach's wonderful French suites and the showpiece Toccata in D major, entwined with Debussy's dreamy sonorities for solo keyboard. Performing with consummate decisiveness, Hewitt never fails to imbue every musical moment with an unrelenting sense of theater, and that's a quote from the New York Times. Again, Angela Hewitt will be playing Sunday, February 17th at 5 p.m. at the Reynolds Industry Theater, and tickets are $30 for general admission and $10 if you're a Duke student. And on Thursday, February 21st at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium, there'll be a performance by Buckwheat Zydeco and C.J. Chenier with the Red Hot Louisiana Band. The singer and accordionist Buckwheat Zydeco got his start back in Clifton Chenier, the King of Zydeco. Now he visits Duke performances with Clifton's enormously gifted son, C.J. Chenier. The Zydeco of Southwest Louisiana is quick and soulful, adding contemporary blues and R&B to the accordion and washboard essentials of Creole and Cajun music. Buckwheat Zydeco leads one of the best bands in America, says the New York Times, a down-home and high-powered celebration. Likewise, C.J. Chenier attacks the accordion with the tension and drive of James Brown, and that's a quote from the Boston Globe. In his individual sets and thrilling collaborations, the twin giants of Zydeco merge for this rare co-headlining extravaganza. Again, Buckwheat Zydeco and C.J. Chenier with the Red Hot Louisiana Band will be performing Thursday, February 21st at 8 p.m. at the Page Auditorium. Tickets are $20 to $42 for reserved seating and $10 for Duke students. And again, that box office phone number to purchase tickets or for more ticket information is 919-684-4444, and they are open Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Coming up, we have the North Carolina Symphony, and as usual, for information about subscription options, dates, times, and ticket prices, you can visit the North Carolina Symphony website at www.ncsymphony.org or call North Carolina Symphony Audience Services at 919-733-2750 or toll free at 877-627-6724. We have one performance coming up, and this is with the Raleigh Classical Series at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts, and that's located in downtown Raleigh at 2 East South Street. This series does begin at 8 p.m., and it will be Freedom, and this will take place February 22nd and 23rd. William Henry Curry will be the resident conductor, James Westwater, the photo choreographer, Scott McLeod, baritone, and David Hartman, narrator. Harris, When Johnny Comes Marching Home, John Adams, the wound dresser, Copland, Lincoln Portrait, and Ives, Symphony No. 2. And again, those dates are February 22nd and 23rd. Coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, or DPAC, we've got Mary Poppins on February 12th through the 17th. And the DPAC is located at 123 Vivian Street in downtown Durham. For ticket information, you can call them at 919-680-2787. Mary Poppins is bringing its own brand of Broadway magic to theaters across the country, which has Variety raving, "This is a rare touring production that over-delivers on every level." This spectacular hit has astonished over 7 million people worldwide with its pure Broadway magic. With four productions currently running on three continents, Mary Poppins is one of the biggest stage musical successes in recent years to come out of London and New York. The consummate Disney production features the irresistible story and unforgettable songs from one of the most popular Disney films of all time, plus brand new breathtaking dance numbers and astonishing stagecraft to make it everything you could ever want in a hit Broadway show. So get swept up in the fun of this high-flying musical the New York Post gave 4 out of 4 stars and calls a certifiable super hit. The set times, Act 1 is 1 hour and 15 minutes. Intermission will be 15 minutes. Act 2, 1 hour and 5 minutes, for a total of 2 hours and 35 minutes. All guests require a ticket regardless of age. It's recommended that children be at least 6 years old to attend a performance of Mary Poppins, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted to the theater. Again, those times will be Tuesday, February 12th at 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, February 13th at 7:30 p.m., Thursday, February 14th, 7:30 p.m., Friday, February 15th at 8 p.m., Saturday, February 16th at 2 p.m., Saturday, February 16th also at 8 p.m., and finally on Sunday, February 17th, 1 p.m., and again another performance at 6:30 p.m. Again, tickets for Mary Poppins, you can call them at 919-680-2787. On February 19th, Olivia Newton-John will be performing at DPAC at 7:30 p.m. Olivia Newton-John is a voice and face the world has known and loved for over 4 decades of hit songs and movies. Come hear her when she comes to DPAC on February 19th. Olivia's U.S. album debut, Let Me Be There, produced her first top 10 single of the same name, with Olivia being honored with the Grammy Award for Best Country Vocalist and by the Academy of Country Music as the most promising female vocalist. This was an impressive beginning of a globally successful career that earned her 3 more Grammys, as well as 10 American Music and 4 People's Choice Awards. Olivia Newton-John's 10 number one hits include Physical, which topped the charts for 10 consecutive weeks. In September 2008, Billboard magazine listed Physical at number 6 on their top 100 songs of all time list, and in 2010 named it the sexiest song of all time. She has had over 15 top 10 singles, including Hopelessly Devoted to You and Magic, and has sold over 100 million albums. In 1978, co-starring with John Travolta in Grease, catapulted Olivia into superstardom. This film's best-selling soundtrack featured duets You're the One That I Want and Summer Nights with John Travolta, as well as her mega-hit, Hopelessly Devoted to You. To date, Grease remains the most successful movie musical in history. Her personal triumph over breast cancer led her to announce her partnership with Austin Health and the creation of the Olivia Newton-John Cancer and Wellness Center on the Austin campus in her hometown of Melbourne, Australia. Everyone must have a ticket to this performance regardless of age, and no one under the age of 5 is admitted to the theater. Again, Olivia Newton-John will be performing February 19th at 7:30 p.m. at the DPEC. Also coming up at DPEC on February 24th is the Bull City Food and Beer Experience. Sam's Quick Shop, together with Tyler's Restaurant and Tap Room, present the inaugural Bull City Food and Beer Experience, an indoor food and beer festival designed to stimulate and educate your palate and mind through local food and unbelievable beer. This four-hour special event will be capped with special appearances by the owners of three of the premier craft breweries in the United States, Ken Grossman of Sierra Nevada, Kim Jordan, New Belgium Fat Tire, and Dale Cachis from Oscar Blues. All three breweries have chosen North Carolina for their East Coast expansion, bringing hundreds of jobs and incredible brewing right here to the Tar Heel State. Against a backdrop of live music, the Bull City Food and Beer Experience will allow guests to sample food from 20 local restaurants and beer from 50-plus local and national breweries. Food will be carefully paired with local North Carolina beers, providing both a complementary and contrasting flavor experience, showing the amazing capacity beer has when paired with a wide variety of food. Additionally, there will be a variety of brews from around the world for guests to sample and enjoy. It's undeniably Durham, a true Bull City experience that celebrates one of America's great beer and food towns. Admission into the Bull City Food and Beer Experience includes a souvenir glass and tasting notebook, food sampling from 20 of Durham's finest restaurants and beer tastings from over 50 breweries, keynote speakers of Ken Grossman, Kim Jordan, and Dale Cachis. Live music from Mipso will be rounding out your sensory overload, providing their bluegrass-inspired music on stage. Imperial VIP ticket holders will enjoy all of the above, plus exclusive event poster, exclusive t-shirt, 30-minute early event access, private access to VIP tasting lounge, specialty spirit and rare beer tasting only available to Imperial ticket holders, reserve seating first four row access, and Imperial VIP laminate. Limited Imperial VIP tickets will be available. All ticket holders must be 21 years of age and must bring a valid photo ID. Event reserves the right to refuse service to anyone at any time. Again, the Bull City Food and Beer Experience will take place at DPEC on February 24th. And for more information, you can call 919-680-2787. Coming up at the Carolina Theater in downtown Durham is Stephen Wright, and he will be performing Sunday, February 10th at 8 p.m. Tickets are from $37 to $54.90. Stephen Wright's biography, written by Stephen Wright. I was born. When I was 23, I started telling jokes. Then I started going on television and doing films. That's still what I'm doing. The end. Stephen Wright is a prototype comedian that many others continually try to follow. It was in 1982 when Wright got his big break after being booked for his first television appearance on The Tonight Show starring Johnny Carson. The former King of Late Night enjoyed Wright's performance so much, he invited him to appear again within a week, a rarity on The Tonight Show. His back-to-back appearances helped put his fledgling career into high gear. The comic soon found himself performing his offbeat routines on Saturday Night Live and The Late Show with David Letterman, along with numerous trips back to The Tonight Show. Again, Stephen Wright will be at the Carolina Theater in downtown Durham on Sunday, February 10th at 8 p.m. For more ticket information, you can call them at 919-560-3030. Also at the Carolina Theater on Friday, February 15th, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes. That performance will take place at 8 p.m. and tickets are $26 to $46. Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes first achieved prominence in the mid-70s, emerging from the same New Jersey Shore music scene as legendary contemporary Bruce Springsteen. Southside's first three albums, I Don't Want to Go Home, This Time It's for Real, and Hearts of Stone, were produced by Bander co-founder Stephen Van Zandt from the E Street Band and from The Sopranos, and largely featured songs written by Van Zandt and or Springsteen. In 1982, Rolling Stone magazine voted Hearts of Stone among the top 100 albums of the 1970s and the 1980s. With their classic blend of hardcore R&B and street-level rock, molten grooves, soulful guitar licks, and blistering horn section, Johnny and his Jukes continue to put their unique stamp on the Jersey Shore sound. Again, Southside Johnny and the Asbury Jukes will be performing at the Carolina Theater in downtown Durham on Friday, February 15th at 8 p.m. And again, that phone number to the theater is 919-560-3030. In Johnston County, we have a couple things coming up at the Clayton Center. The Clayton Piano Festival is going on right now. On Friday, February 8th at 7:30 p.m., Clayton native and Clayton Piano Festival Artistic Director Jonathan Levine presents American Frontiers, an exploration of the incredible diversity and range of styles that make up the American musical experience. On Monday, February 11th at 7:30 p.m., pianist Angelo Rondello explores dreams and nightmares. The performance ranges from reveries of childhood and love to the darkest horrors composed for the piano. And on Friday, February 15th at 7:30 p.m., North Carolina native pianist Craig Ketter presents an orchestra of one, examining repertoire that, which was either composed for orchestra and later transcribed for the piano, or music for orchestra, which was originally conceived on the piano. Admission to all piano festival events is $12 for adults and $8 for students and seniors. Children 8 years old and under are free. The CYT presents The Matchmaker. The Clayton Youth Theater follows their highly successful run of Hairspray with The Matchmaker, a comedy by Thornton Wilder. The play will be performed February 28th and March 1st through 2nd at the Clayton Center at 7:30 p.m. Horace Van Gelder is a wealthy merchant in Yonkers who decides it's time to take a wife. He employs the irrepressible busybody Dolly Gallagher, Levi, to help him find the perfect match. Through Dolly's subtle machinations, several unlikely couples come together to find happiness in 19th century New York. This wonderful play was the inspiration for the Broadway musical Hello, Dolly. Tickets for each show are $10 for adults, $5 for students 18 and under. And for more ticket information for either of those performances, you can call the Clayton Center at 919-553-1737. Coming up at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Memorial Auditorium on February 12th through the 17th, we have Spamalot. The Funniest Show on Earth is back to taunt Raleigh for a second time. Winner of the 2005 Tony Award for Best Musical, Monty Python's Spamalot, the musical comedy sensation lovingly ripped off from the film classic Monty Python and the Holy Grail, now returns to spread laughter and cheer throughout the kingdom. Spamalot tells the tale of King Arthur and his knights of the Round Table as they embark on their quest for the Holy Grail. But before they can find their grail, they're taking a little side trip to the fair city of Raleigh. The show times February 12th through the 15th will be 7:30 p.m. February 16th will be 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. February 17th, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. The price range for tickets are $21 to $76. And for more information, you can call them at 919-996-8500. Also coming up at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Memorial Auditorium, and again, that is in downtown Raleigh, Buddy Guy and Johnny Lang. Any discussion of Buddy Guy invariably involves a recitation of his colossal musical resume and hard-earned accolades. He's a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee, a chief guitar influence to rock titans like Hendrix, Clapton, Beck, and Vaughn, a pioneer of Chicago's fabled West Side Sound, and a living link to that city's hellacent days of electric blues. Buddy has received 23 W.C. Handy Blues Awards, the most any artist has received, the Billboard Magazine Century Award for Distinguished Artistic Achievement, and the Presidential National Medal of Arts. At the age of 72, he appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone for the first time as part of the magazine's 100 Greatest Guitar Songs package. His 1961 recording of Stone Crazy made the list. Yet despite this long list of achievements, Buddy Guy and his music remain as vital as ever. Buddy won his 6th Grammy at the 53rd Annual Grammy Awards. His most current current release, Living Proof, won the Grammy for Contemporary Blues Album. Johnny Lang, the Grammy-winning former Prodigy instrumentalist, who topped the Billboard New Artist chart with his first album at age 15, stands now as a mature creative force, made more sensitive, yet also toughened by life's adventures. He's learned what it means to rise above hard times and to find meaning where chaos seemed to rule. A professional musician since age 12, Lane rocketed from his hometown of Fargo, North Dakota, to international renown in his mid-teens. While kids his age were still playing high school gigs, he was touring with giants like Rolling Stones and Aerosmith, trading licks with mentors like B.B. King and Buddy Guy, and being lauded by U.S. News and World Report for having the voice of a grizzled blues veteran and guitar skills to match. Again, Buddy Guy and Johnny Lane will be performing February 20th at 8 p.m. at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts at the Memorial Auditorium. The tickets range in price from $39 to $55. And again, for more information, you can call them at 919-996-8500. It's time to read a couple of upcoming events from Pinecone. Chatham County Line with special guest the Honey Dew Drops will be performing Friday, February 15th at 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Theater at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, formerly the Progress Energy Center. Tickets are $22 to $24 for Pinecone members, $27 to $29 for the general public, and only limited tickets remain. For tickets, you can call the Pinecone box office at 919-664-8302. Almost 2 years after their first concert in Fletcher, Pinecone is honored to present Chatham County Line as part of their tour to support their latest release, Sight and Sound, a 16-song live album, 13-song live DVD combination, which is now available via Yep Records and in your local music stores. Last year, Chatham County Line was named the best roots country band in the Triangle by the Independent Weekly. Kicking off the night will be the Honey Dew Drops with Virginia-based roots duo of Laura Wortman and KG Parrish. With a blend of new Americana and traditional folk music, they create songs that are inspired by and rooted in the experience and lives of people. During the past 4 years of touring full-time and playing for audiences across America, the Honey Dew Drops' down-to-earth, real-life approach to music has touched audiences broadly and brought them to high-profile stages such as A Prairie Home Companion and gained them folk radio notoriety with two number one albums. There are limited tickets remaining for this concert, so don't delay. Reserve your seats today to hear these two incredible acts in one of Raleigh's premier listening rooms. The Honey Dew Drops also write all their own songs, and they blend the sounds of their instruments and voices by singing and playing into a single microphone. There is a high lonesome quality to the way their voices blend that is familiar, yet the mixture is unique. Their music covers the ground between handcrafted folk songs, Appalachian fiddle tunes, and a cappella spirituals. The beautiful harmonies flow together effortlessly, as quick as a second thought, and the acoustic instruments drift along the back roads of the music, between the hills clouded with wood smoke. It's music made in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, beholden not to ancient traditions, but to the spirit of the hills, to the handmade community music that came before. Again, you can call the Pine Cones box office for tickets, and that number is 919-664-8302. And again, the Chatham County Line with special guest the Honey Dew Drops will be performing Friday, February 15th at 8 p.m. at the Fletcher Theater at the Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Also coming up on Sunday, February 10th, is Jeff Warner. He will be performing at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History, which is located at 5 East Eatington Street. This concert is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required. Doors will open at 3 p.m. At 2:45 p.m. and the performance will take place at 3 p.m. Jeff Warner is among the nation's foremost performers and interpreters of traditional music. His songs from the lumber camps, fishing villages, and mountaintops of America connect 21st century audiences with the everyday lives and artistry of the 19th century Americans. Warner has recorded for Flying Fish, Rounder, and other labels. His first solo album was Jolly Tinker. His 1995 recording, Two Little Boys, received a Parents' Choice Award. He appears on the NH State Arts Council 2003 compilation Songs of the Seasons, which he also co-wrote the liner notes. Warner has performed widely, from large festivals in the UK to clubs, festivals, and schools across America. He plays concertina, banjo, guitar, and several pocket instruments, including bones and spoons. He has toured nationally for the Smithsonian Institution, taught at Pinewoods, Eshokan, and Swanana summer music programs. Again, Jeff Warner will be performing Sunday, February 10th at 3 p.m. Doors will open at 2:45 p.m. at the Daniels Auditorium at the North Carolina Museum of History. It is free and open to the public, but a free ticket is required. And also what we've got coming up for the week in Bluegrass, we have Friday, February 8th, the Carolina Chocolate Drops in Busey, Mel Lasela at the Memorial Hall at UNC Chapel Hill in Chapel Hill. You can call them at 919-843-3333. John Shane Trio with Lizzie Ross will be at Casbah in Durham. Their phone number is 919-687-6969. Josh Gilbert at the Open Eye Cafe will be in that's in Carrboro, phone number 919-968-9410. Brooks William will be at the Trent River Coffee Company in New Bern, and their phone number is 252-646-4657. The South Carolina Broadcasters will be at the Broad Street Cafe in Durham, and their phone number is 919-416-9707. And again, that's all on Friday, February 8th. On Saturday, February 9th, April Virch at the 40 Acres House Concert in Chapel Hill, phone number 919-630-4659. Abigail Washburn and Kai Welch with Wu Fi will be at Memorial Hall at UNC Chapel Hill, phone number 919-843-3333. Jonathan Bird will be at Mac and Mac in Greensboro. And that again, those performances will be Saturday, February 9th. On Tuesday, February 12th, Laura Lynn Dosett will be at Lucky 32 in Greensboro, phone number 336-370-0707. On Wednesday, February 13, Shinachi will be at the Irregardless Cafe, and that's in Raleigh. You can call them at 919-833-8898. And we have run out of time for today's episode of the Triangle Bulletin Board. And I hope that you've enjoyed it, and I hope you listen again next time. I'm Missy Hollander reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.